Hello and welcome to MS Explored, the podcast for people living with MS in Ireland. I'm Aoife Kerwin, and in this bonus episode, we chat to Andy Walsh, who featured on episode 1 alongside Dr. Karen O'Connell. Andy, thanks for joining me to chat more about when you were first diagnosed with MS. To start off, how much did you actually know about MS before you were diagnosed?
I suppose, to be quite honest, I knew absolutely nothing. If you said the word MS, you know that game where you play link words, you say a word and they say another word?
Yeah.
If you say MS, I'd say wheelchair. Do you know? And that's okay. That's all, kind of all I knew. Like I said, I turned to Dr. Google, but every picture that I could paint, it was the worst case scenario. And suppose I went on Google, not only on Google for, you know, what is MS, I was looking for people with MS to see, you know, if they were leading normal lives.
Yeah.
People like, I suppose I was trying to relate. I'm very sporty, as I said. I do a lot of coaching and stuff, and I was looking for sports people or anyone that I could find just to say something positive.
Yeah.
And I really, really struggled to actually find that. I suppose that's kind of why I, now, the 2023 version of me, I'm so public about what I have.
Yeah.
And how I deal with it, and how I lead a normal life. I want the 2020 Andy to be able to find the 2022 or 2023 version of Andy and look at him and say, it's kind of doing all right, you know.
That's I think, so important as well. And I kind of think to myself a lot of the time when we go to Google and when we, you know, search for this kind of like positive representation, it actually is very important to kind of, when you are living well and when things are going well, that you're saying, yeah, I'm doing this and I have MS as well. You know, to let people know that these things are possible and it's possible to live. I know not for everybody. And, you know, there's always people who will be more impacted by the condition. And so far I've been lucky. But I live a very typical life for somebody my age. And I always think that that's an important message to put out there to people, because it's very scary at the start.
Absolutely. That is so true. And I suppose in my house, my wife, she'd always ground me and she'd be like, are you sure you want to, you know, want to be telling people that? And, you know, not everyone's getting on as good as you. I'm like, I know. And it's a really tough journey. But I want to let people know that it is possible. Not saying that it will, but there is a possibility, you know, there is a glimmer of hope. Because I said, I just needed that glimmer of hope. It was that extra little bit that I just needed to keep me right. As an MS patient, I'm constantly looking online and, you know, you're reading what's coming up. But there's so much new stuff coming up, and MS has not been put on the back burner. There's constant new news and new medications and treatments. So that's all very positive as someone who is newly diagnosed. Even in my short time in 3 years, there's other choices now than there was 3 years ago. I thought that's all fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, I've kind of sat back and watched the space grow. So I was diagnosed in 2011. And since then, things have really, really moved on. So it's really, really exciting to kind of see that and know that, like, work hasn't stopped there either. There's still different treatments, you know, in the pipeline, and there's still lots of developments in that space. So that's all super, super positive. Andy, has living with MS had a wider impact on your life? So, for example, does it affect your day-to-day life? Have you had to make any adjustments and so on? I know that you're heavily involved in Irish motorsport. So did your MS have an impact on that element of your life?
100%. It has changed my life. I suppose the most important thing is I now prioritise things in life, which I didn't do before. I was very much a kind of a yes person. I say yes to everyone. I've now realized to say no. I've now learned to say no. And that helps a lot, like, you know, in not just MS, but in an awful lot of things. I suppose how I have changed is I plan things a lot more, whether it's the weekend off a rally or whether it's going away for a weekend. I plan as in, like, I would bank my sleep, I bank my rest. To know if I'm going to burn the candle a bit more, I have to have a bit in reserve. So even before and after a bit. I've changed my diet, which I think personally myself, it has made a big difference to me. Just watch the foods I eat. I exercise. I think that's such an important thing. I exercise daily a lot more. I'd even actually go as far as saying I'm a healthier person now than I was before I was diagnosed. It kind of sounds like a mad statement, but, you know, I suppose a lot, it revolves around the likes of self-care. Just I look after myself a lot more. You referred there to Irish Motorsport. I do a lot of media work in Irish Motorsport. I'm part of a page. We do stage in interviews where we interview the drivers as they come off the stage in Irish Motorsport and in Irish rallying. we'd have about 60,000 followers. So I suppose I use that platform to show how normal I am, as in, you know, I can be busy, I can do normal things, and I talk openly about my MS. I'd often refer to it, and people know that there's Andy, the guy that off on the pace note that does a rallying, and he's got MS. But look at him, he's actually doing okay. So yeah, and I suppose just reflect on it. There is stuff that I can't do anymore. Well, I shouldn't do, I suppose. Climbing ladders and stuff. My balance. It's not that it isn't great, but it has wobbles now and again. So I don't try. I don't go climbing ladders at work or at home, because in case I have that wobble at a wrong time, I kind of, you know, I look at things that way. Like all the football coaching I used to do, I just wasn't able to do that anymore. I can't kick a football the way I used to be able to kick football. So I find it very hard to be able to coach kids. So I find other roles. I now find myself as being in my local soccer club and in my local Gaelic club. I'm now the unofficial photographer because I bought myself a camera and I take part in that role. So while you can't do things the way you used to do them, there's other ways to do stuff, other ways to help out, other ways to be involved.
Yeah. And that's fantastic. So I think it kind of comes back to that piece of control of, like, you didn't ask for MS and you didn't ask for your life to be impacted in this way, but you're finding kind of positive ways to move forward with it and elements that you actually can control. So I bet that feels really empowering to you as well.
Yeah, it does, because you know what? Life is too short, isn't it? It is what it is. You have to play the hand that you're dealt. And, you know, sometimes I say it could be a lot worse. It is a mess, but it could be a lot worse. And I have to be thankful. I've got a great support network around. I've got a great family. I've got great friends. And yeah, I got to just get on with it, I suppose.
So Andy, what one piece of advice would you give to someone who has just been diagnosed with MS?
Aoife, these are really good questions. What one piece of advice? Right, I suppose a big thing that I found is keeping a diary. And it's not something I used to do or anything, but I done from the start of my diagnosis and stuff. And it's not just for my consultant that I can go in, I can tell him X, Y, or Z. But it's also for myself, because it showed me that the good days follow the bad days as well. Because we all have bad days, but there will be good days to follow. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I suppose that's my one piece of advice. You know, again, I'm also going to add in, stack the odds in your favour. That's almost like my motto.
Thanks again to Andy Walsh for joining me for a bonus episode of MS Explored. If you'd like further information on any of the topics discussed today, then please do check out the episode description for links to supports and services. Thank you for listening to MS Explored. Don't forget to subscribe, rate and share.